trying to work out what's really going on in this confused and confusing week in Egyptian politics is not easy. The Muslim Brotherhood's headquarters in Cairo is in an imposing, sand-coloured, colonial-era villa. There is no outward sign of turmoil. A team of gardeners is watering the potted plants in the hallway. But inside, the Brotherhood's leadership is debating its next move. We are not allowed in.
They did not allow any press, any kind of press, because they have meetings.
But there's a late arrival. Ahmed Fahmy, senior member of the Brotherhood and speaker of the Shura, upper house of the Egyptian Parliament. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Everyone in the world wants to know what is happening behind the scenes in Cairo. Is the army trying to take your election victory off you? He tells us, rather surprisingly, there are no contacts between the Brotherhood and the generals at the moment. You almost get the impression that he is not really sure what's going on behind the scenes either. He says it will only be clear what game, if any, is being played with the outcome of the election when the results are published. In the street outside headquarters, we meet Walid Hamza Mohammed, a smartly dressed young businessman, the personification of the more modern image the Brotherhood has been trying to show in Egypt over the last year or so. He doesn't seem sure that the generals are trying to steal the election either. But if they are, he says, the answer is simple. He says the Brotherhood supporters will stay in Tahrir Square till they get what they want. The lesson of the fall of Hosni Mubarak has been learned in Egyptian politics. Pressure on the street really can bring change at the top. In the daytime, the roads that snake through Tahrir Square are still open. Cars and trucks weave angrily around the dusty little traffic islands where protesters shelter under makeshift tents from the burning sun. These young men are mainly supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're sure that a military coup is already underway here. They listen to and repeat and amplify rumours about troop movements around the city, and they believe the generals just don't want an Islamist president. But they all believe that their presence in the square will eventually guarantee that Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood is eventually confirmed in office.
Listen to me. The army is trying to steal our revolution. That's the situation right now. But all the people around here is around together to protect the revolution. The army makes his own rules without coming back to the people. The Egyptian people. This is our revolution. We want our right.
Can you stop the army just by coming to the square?
We will try. I think we will try our best.
Some Egyptians believe the army will allow Mohamed Morsi to take office once they've awarded themselves enough constitutional powers to clip his wings. Others fear the generals will simply award the presidency to his rival, the old Air Force commander Ahmad Shafiq. In Tahrir Square, you can feel the tension rising.
Mr. Morsi, he is the true president. We want Mr. Morsi. All people want Mr. Morsi.
Demonstrations in Tahrir Square were a powerful weapon against Hosni Mubarak because they had a simple goal back then, his removal from office. It's not clear they'll be so effective in this new, more complex situation. The demonstrators themselves, though, believe that they are now a force that can never be ignored again in Egypt.